Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're with Danae and Shelley Ware from Mangook. How cool is that? I'm just quietly very happy. This is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne between the St Kilda Saints and the Sydney Swans. Live in Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and across Australia on the Community Radio Network. You're with Danae and Shelley. You're a chick talking footy now, Shel.
Sure am. Lucky me.
And up next is, well, I'm pretty excited about this. I've been excited all night. We've talked with Rainbow Swans. We've talked with the Pride Saints, Saints Pride. We've talked with politicians and the Outer Sanctum
so
girls have joined us.
So much love.
But I don't know that we'd be here without Jason Ball.
I know. I'd love you.
So we've got Jason Ball and Jill Stark. Jill, we'll get to you, but just for a moment, I want to say that congratulations and thank you very much, Jason, for driving this. We're at the inaugural AFL Pride game.
Well, how does it make you feel?
Absolutely. It is an extraordinary feeling. Words hard to come by. It's hard to describe the feeling of seeing the rainbow 50-metre line, the rainbow around so many people's necks, the scarves across the ground. I've just come back from tossing the coin before the game, so that was a really surreal experience being able to be in the middle of the ground as the teams run through the banners with the Pride game, and everyone is welcome. Such extraordinary messages of acceptance and inclusion from a place where I would have expected at the least growing up as a kid, in a country footy club.
We think of you and we talk of you as the first gay man to come out who plays Aussie rules, not an AFL footballer, but we kind of morph that AFL and Aussie rules now, but I'm an old stickler for that. Is there anything that surprised you about this evening?
If anything, all I would have to say is that this has exceeded my expectations like you wouldn't believe. I could never have imagined. They have just got every detail right. To the
Absolutely.
Fact that you've got the rainbow families, getting free tickets to come and sit, in the crowd. To see the hashtag Pride game
Love
up
that.
In rainbow lights up there on level three, showing
and
the whole
flags,
crowd.
Behind the
and behind in the cheer squads, you've got Pride flags in there. That is, it's going to be something that, the kid who's 14 years old watching the footy with their parents to see that and the conversations that's going to start, and for that message of acceptance coming from the AFL, coming from Sydney and St Kilda, that is so powerful.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to save lives.
I 100% agree. So where to from here? Where do you see this going?
Well, I'm kind of like, we'll get past tonight and then we'll think about what next, because this really feels like, it really feels like we have moved forward at a just absolutely gigantic step tonight. Mm. And I think that this is the AFL dipping their toe in the water on this issue. Hopefully it'll be viewed as a resounding success and we may end up seeing more teams getting involved in
Pride
initiatives
round.
Like this, and we might have a Pride round at
Let's
some point in the
why,
future.
Why don't we just have it? Why don't we do that next year, Gil?
So I'm just looking at the cover of the AFL record and look at that.
Yep.
Fantastic.
I was really nervous when we were doing that photo shoot because I was next to Sam Gilbert with those big muscles and his beautiful tan, and I was like, oh, and luckily they've washed out the colour of both of us, so we both look equally pale.
Don't you know the secrets about it? All footballers know how to cross your arms.
Well, Sam's got it right.
Bigger.
Sam's got his arms crossed there and his guns look huge, but I need to go and hit the gym, I think.
That's how they cut your guns off.
Yeah, that was lucky. But look, I love that the story focuses a lot on the relationship between Sam and I. We've become quite good friends, and as a straight ally to our community, I am so proud of everything that he has done in stepping forward and adding his voice.
Yeah, we're really pleased to see that. It's actual incremental change. So speaking of allies, Jill Stark,
welcome,
journalist, writer, author. We love your work too. We're not going to talk about where it is right now because I think I'm waiting on another book. But you've been awarded as an ally of recognition, haven't you?
Yeah, Straight Ally of the Year in 2014, probably one of my proudest achievements in my career. And I think just being here tonight, like I come to the footy every week and I've never felt anything like this.
Really?
Like, just the atmosphere in this ground and sense of joy, sense of belonging, just a real sense of family. And it's something that 5 years ago when I was writing about homophobia in football, often I couldn't get the AFL or the Players Association to even talk to me. They often declined to comment for a lot of the stories that I did. There was just the real sense that it's not an issue in our game. And then when I told Jason's story, I think that made it real for people. It's that real storytelling that we've seen tonight that's really changed people's hearts and minds.
5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long journey.
But 5 years is a long journey, but it is so quick at the same time. You know, when you look at things with Aboriginal, like you sort of equate them, like, that is nice and quick. That's the way we like it. Nice quick change.
Before you go on, Shelley, I just want to mention a couple of tweets at Joy949 from David McCarthy, ex-Joy president and presenter on Saturday Magazine. What a fantastic breakthrough for our community, the clubs, AFL and players. I am so proud.
Yeah.
So that warms my heart.
Beautiful.
And from Zoe in Perth, in challenging WA, wishing we were there.
Oh, beautiful.
So we do too.
Well, I listened on the way in and I think I cried about 5 times. I'm hoping I wasn't going to cry when I got on here. But Jill, how important is the continued campaign for inclusion of all footy followers?
Yeah, I think it, like Jason said, it's a really important first step, and it's really great to see the small details, like the security cars wearing pride badges, because that's so important. What we've seen at games is when perhaps homophobic language is used and it's not called out or it's not taken seriously enough, those badges really give a sign that we've got your back and it's a safe place to be, and the AFL needs to really follow through on that. It can't just be rainbow tokens. It needs to be actual policy and followed through at every game that this is an inclusive space, not just for one night, but for the entire season, every season.
That's right. Well, and like you touched on it, like feeling safe. It's so important because I know so many people in my life that don't feel safe going into somewhere and feel confident and saying that they are gay or they're a lesbian. So it's really important for people to feel safe and be able to say it. And like you said, there's someone's watching here tonight and someone is going to be watching it or listening and saying, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I don't need to pretend I'm someone else. And it's such a wonderful step forward.
Yeah, and I think, like Jason had said, that being able to be here with your family, with people that may not have accepted you or may not have really understood the issues in the past, this is such a giant landmark step for so many people. And to see people who have never been to a football game coming along tonight.
A lot of people here are here for the first time.
It's actually for the AFL, from their point of view, it's actually good for business. As well as it's been the right thing to do, it's actually a growth market, I think.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like marriage equality, isn't it? When the Conservatives finally figure out that you can make money out of queer weddings and divorce lawyers, then surely we're going to get on with it. I don't understand it either.
It's
an economic rationalist world, isn't it? I'm just hearing a little cheer. I just want to keep going on. Gosh, there's only a point the difference. We're halfway through the second quarter and St Kilda are 40 points.
And who are you going for?
I'll play a point.
Sydney are 39, 6-4 to 6-3.
Yeah, look, I'm going for St Kilda tonight.
You're going for St Kilda tonight.
After seeing North Melbourne go down to Hawthorn today, it means that the Saints' finals hopes are still alive. They have a lot to play for tonight. They don't just have all of the LGBTI community behind them tonight, but you know, all of their fans will be hoping that we'll see the Saints in the finals this year.
Absolutely.
Can I just say something, Danae, that upstairs at the official function, what I thought was amazing, apart from the fact that the AFL and St Kilda had just done such a beautiful job of the room, was to look around that room and see all of the people that have been on this journey, whether not just Jason, not just me, not just Matt Finnis, but people like Brock McLean, who was the very first AFL player to stand with Jason, and he really, that was a damn wall that broke there, because until then there'd been silence, and you know, that was a big deal for him. He spoke to me without his football club's permission. He got in a lot of trouble with Carlton Football Club when his story about him and his gay sister appeared in the front page of the Sunday Age. So I think it was really good to look around that room and celebrate those people that have brought us to this point.
We talked with Brock and Angie Green earlier, and I wasn't sure who was going to cry first, but it's been an emotional evening. Jill Stark and Jason Ball, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So fantastic to see Joy 94.9 here tonight.
And we're so happy to be here. This is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne between the St Kilda Saints, who we're all quietly barracking for, and the Sydney Swans, live in Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.